If you look up the term epic theater online, you won't find a reference to Les Mis or Hamilton. These shows may be epic in scale and scope, but epic theater specifically refers to a type of play and performance that, as Wikipedia explains, emphasizes the audience's perspective and reaction and is created not to encourage an audience to suspend its disbelief, but rather to force them to see the world as it is. In practical terms, it means we're not supposed to empathize and get involved in the particular character's plight as in more realistic theater, but rather to remain disengaged and see the play as a political and social dialectic. Of course, if a production keeps the audience from engaging, what's the point? So productions in the real world have to create a balancing act, producing engagement and keeping the audience's feelings at bay, which is what director Eric Ting does with The Good Person of Szechuan by Bertolt Brecht at Cal Shakes through July 28th. Begun in 1948, just before Brecht fled Germany and first produced here in America 5 years later, The Good Person of Szechuan focuses on a prostitute, Shen Tei, who is given a fortune by the gods because she's the good person they've been searching for, and is forced to create a nasty capitalist alter ego, a male cousin, Shui Ta, who will expand her fortune and protect her from greedy relatives and profiteers. Whenever the audience starts getting involved in her plight, or in her love life, or in the ins and outs of society, Brecht breaks the mood with songs or slapstick. His point is for the audience to be involved in the dialectic, and only the dialectic. Can a good person exist in a society in which good people get trampled? This production maintains the balancing act with the excellent Francesca Fernandez McKenzie playing Shen Tei naturalistically and her cousin as a cartoon character. The other actors, each with multiple roles, veer between cartoon and naturalism, keeping the audience engaged while striving, as Brecht would like to say, to keep the audience at a distance. For the Brecht scholar, maybe it's too naturalistic. For many theatergoers, maybe it's too stylized, but either way, or if you're in the middle, if you catch the public lecture beforehand and hang in there through a long and sometimes difficult Act 1 into a shorter, more concise second act, you will be rewarded. The ending is a stunner. The Good Person of Szechuan by Bertolt Brecht, directed by Eric Ting, plays at California Shakespeare Theater through July 28th. For more information, you can go to calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.